My electric shaver is officially plugged into the wall. Getting ready for Tuesday to finally to be able to shave my beard. Lag BaOmer is coming. Lag BaOmer represents the time Rabbi Akiva's students who had died during this time. They stopped dying. Lag BaOmer. The Bri Chadash asks the question, why are we celebrating such a day? We're so happy that Rabbi Akiva's students stopped dying. So we have huge bonfires and parties and celebrations. Ask the Pri Chadash. Of course they stopped dying. There are no students left to die. Every last one of them died. Why would that be a reason to celebrate? If we can imagine for a moment, if we can compare it to the stock market, a person invests in a penny stock and it's worth $2 a share, and you see it going down and down and down until it becomes worthless, nothing. Now, you can ask yourself, would a person throw a huge party now that they lost everything that they had? Maybe if they had a remnant, a couple pennies left in the market, they could possibly imagine, you know, I'll be able to build on this small amount. It may get better. Times will change. But when you have nothing left, that's a time of hopelessness. That's a time when a person should be complete state of mourning. So why, ask the Pri Chadash, are we celebrating that Rabbi Akiva's students died? There's no one left to die. Now, imagine for a moment that you were the great Rabbi Akiva. In 24 years' time, you built a huge following of 24,000 Talmidim. Can you imagine? 24,000! Then, in about a month's time, every single one of your Talmidim die. Now, if Rabbi Akiva would go to a guidance counselor, he would probably be advised to get another profession. Start over. Do something different. This is obviously not for you. But the greatness of Rabbi Akiva is that he did not stop. He picked up the pieces and built again from scratch. Instead of 24,000, he had 5 students. One student, the valedictorian, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And this is the message of Lag BaOmer and Rabbi Akiva. The message of Rabbi Akiva is not to let the situation's tragedy in your life to get the best of you. Certainly, you must find the strength to endure, to start anew, as difficult as that may be. This is the purpose of the bonfires of Lag BaOmer. Torah or. Torah is like a fire burning within. And Rabbi Akiva kept that flame within himself kindled. He continued it, and in his merit, Torah endured and remained very strong to this very day. I believe this explains a very important message of our Parsha and Parshas Emor. In our Parsha, it begins primarily discussing the laws of Avelus, such as not to rip one's hair out, not to cut one's flesh with a blade or to rip them with your nails. We also are familiar when it comes to Avelus that there's specific time limits. Shiva, a 7-day period where Avelus is very intense. Shloshim for 30 days, in which it gradually gets a little less. And then finally the Yud Beis Chodesh, continuing to recite the Kaddish for 11 months, and then the Yahrzeit once a year. To me, the most difficult question about Avelus is, how could there be such laws? How could the Torah tell me how to grieve? How could the Torah tell me how I'm supposed to feel and how I'm supposed to mourn? Every person is different. Every person has a different level of sensitivity. Not only that, the person who passed away, how could we treat every person the same? And I believe the message of Avelus, the message of Parshas Emor, is that Avelus must continuously get less and less intense. Not because we're showing that we miss our loved one any less today than yesterday, but because we need to be able to find the inner strength within ourselves to endure, to be able to move on. We must take control of our lives and not to let a tragic event in our life take control of us. I believe that this is the message of Sefiras HaOmer. Sefiras HaOmer, which is also in this week's Parsha, U'safartem lechem, that you should count. It's very interesting. U'safartem lechem, by Lulav and Esrog, we also find the same word. But u'lekachtem lechem, that when it comes to the Lulav, it's necessary that you must take ownership of the Arba Minim. You must grab hold of those things. This is also the Lechem by Sefiras HaOmer. U'safartem Lechem means take ownership of your life. Don't let daily routine of your life take ownership of you. And when a person does so, a person will then appreciate every day and truly make every day count. We're celebrating today a very important ufruf of this very wonderful chassan. If I could give you some unsolicited advice about making a marriage work, I would have to say the Latin phrase, carpe diem. Seize the day. Take control of your life. Like the Omer, make every day count. Every word, every moment that you spend with your spouse should be viewed as precious. But you must value the time that you spend with your spouse. As Parshat Emor, I say to you, carpe diem, seize the day. Good shot.